from KQED.
Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Penny Nelson. A rally outside the state capitol in Sacramento turned violent Sunday as a few dozen members of a white nationalist group were met by around 400 counter-protesters. 10 people suffered stab wounds and other injuries. 2 were taken to the hospital. The capitol was placed on lockdown during the melee. The rally involved about 30 members from the Traditionalist Workers Party and another skinhead organization. The group said they were protesting against globalization and for their right to free expression. A police official said law enforcement was aware of the counter-protest effort, and police deployed more than 100 officers to the Capitol. Firefighters are finally getting a handle on the Erskine Fire burning near Lake Isabella in Kern County. The 68-square-mile blaze began on Thursday and has burned 200 homes and killed 2 people. By Sunday night, containment of the fire rose from 10% to 40%. That progress was of little solace to 26-year-old Akivo's son, a rafting guide at Lake Isabella. He returned yesterday afternoon to the burnt remains of his house in South Lake.
Looks like a war zone, man. A real war zone. Like a bomb went off. No insurance, man. It's gone. We're gonna just walk away. We're just gonna walk away. Start new somewhere else.
73-year-old Robert Moran also lost his home of 16 years to the fire. He made a last-ditch effort to battle the flames with his garden hose.
Turned on my hose and tried to do what I could, which a garden hose is like spitting on a fire. It don't put it out.
Governor Jerry Brown has declared a state of emergency in Kern County to free up resources, and FEMA has also directed funds to the firefighting efforts. If you had a health crisis, you would get emergency medical care, and after it was over, you'd be sent home to recover. But what if you have no home? The homeless have a hard time getting well while they're living on the street, and often they end up cycling back into hospitals. Now, one program is tackling this by turning low-cost motel rooms into triage and recovery wards. David Gorn with Kaiser Health News reports from Orange County.
Just up the freeway from Disneyland in the city of Buena Park, Paul Leon stands outside a beat-up building. Above him, a faded pink sign advertises the Coral Motel, with rooms back in its prime at $35 a night.
This particular motel was going to be taken back by the city of Buena Park because of the drugs, alcohol, prostitution at the motel.
Leon had another idea. As a public health nurse, he proposed turning the lobby into a triage center and converting the rooms into clean recovery facilities for homeless people recently released from local hospitals. Usually, recuperative care centers are pricey to set up, but this, Leon says, was just the opposite.
They're not the Hyatt or the Hilton, but they do serve a purpose for us. The beauty of this, it's the poor man's recuperative. The costs to run it are much less.
The motel recovery room costs about half as much as a hospital would. Leon says instead of roughly $4,000 per person per day, it's about $2,000. Elvin Quiñones is one of the patients staying at the Coral Motel, and right now he's padding across the parking lot in flip-flops so he can show off his previous home, a small white Datsun B210 sedan.
I'll show you my house. It's not very big.
Quiñones is a big guy, and it's hard to picture him crammed in here along with his 2 dogs. And in the days right after his gallbladder operation, he had a bunch of medical gear, too.
I'll be honest, I was sleeping in front of Walmart, a 24-hour Walmart, because they have a bathroom. I still had a tube stuck inside me that was draining, so I needed some place where I could empty out the drain.
Being homeless and helpless, he says, is something he'll never forget.
It's surreal. You think that you're going to wake up and it all be a nightmare, but you wake up and it's not. It's just the next day.
A week after his medical release, the hospital called, then helped place him in the motel. Ginny Ripslinger is a nurse administrator at St. Joseph's Hospital in the city of Orange.
This is a new model of care for Orange County.
Over and above any state payments, hospitals and health insurers are happy to pony up some cash, she says. They save money by stabilizing these patients. And more, she says, it's the right thing to do.
You don't want to discharge them to the street. And there's an obligation on the hospitals to provide continuity of care and safe discharges.
And while those homeless patients are recovering in the motel room over 2 or 3 weeks, there's a hidden benefit, Ripslinger says.
You might say they're a captured audience. We can then provide the social services and the linkages out to the community for stable housing and get them in a protected environment.
Leon launched a nonprofit to help the homeless, the Illumination Foundation, which provides those community links and health services. The foundation now has expanded the motel model of care to 6 sites in 4 counties, Orange, Los Angeles, Riverside, San Bernardino. And Leon says he's been working with dozens of other cities across the country to establish similar models.
If you're just starting and you don't have a recuperative care program, one method is to use motels, and they could basically start within days.
Every city has a homeless problem, he adds, and every city has its own version of the beat-up Coral Motel. It's a rare opportunity, Leon says, to turn 2 big problems into 1 solution. For the California Report, I'm David Gorn in Orange County.
That's the California Report for Monday, June 27th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Penny Nelson. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services, such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.